It's now 7 minutes past 12, and I'm Tina Seaton here with Monday Focus, the literary show, and I've got lots lined up for you today. I'm going to tell you lots of different things about competitions. There's a crime writer giving a talk, a free talk on family history if you're interested in starting that, calling all photographers and artists, would you like to exhibit and sell a photo or a painting? I'll tell you of an upcoming exhibition. There's also some events by the Victorian Writers' Centre. And my special guest today, who's in the studio now, is Rick O'Brien, who's from Proactive Self-Defense. And Rick O'Brien was so wonderful when he came in a few weeks ago talking about women's personal safety and the courses that he runs at Proactive, that he's very kindly agreed to come in today because there are some courses starting very soon. So, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tina.
I should say good afternoon. Sorry, where's the day gone already?
It's gone fast. Thanks for having us in. Yeah, it's got some good response last time with our women's safety tips, and yeah, we've got another women's course of seminars coming up till the end of the year, so we can talk about those. And
lovely,
we've got some safety tips as well, and we've got a special offer we can talk about later.
Wonderful. Right, well, we'll kick off with some music, and then Rick's going to give us all the gen on his courses. I'm actually going on it, so I'm looking forward to it. It's really the stuff to do in this day and age. So first of all, let's go to some music to give you a chance to grab a pen and a cuppa and sit down and listen to Rick give you some info on personal safety. So we'll kick off today with Cousin Norman by Marmalade. Well, that was Cousin Norman by Marmalade there. Hopefully that's got you in a, I don't know, nice spirit now to hear about taking care of yourself, because we've got Rick O'Brien in, who's from Proactive Self-Defense based in Thomastown, and he's going to give us so much info on keeping safe, martial arts, the courses he's doing. So welcome again, Rick.
Thanks, Tina. Are you sounding better? You have got the flu at the moment, I believe.
Well, I'm soldiering on. I do apologize to listeners if I haven't got much breath today. Yep. It's not because Rick's practicing his maneuvers on me.
But it's great to see you battle on.
Thank you, Rick. And I'm looking forward to these courses that are coming up. You're running four of them. Well, you do lots of things, but the one in particular I'm talking about now is your self-defense for women. And they're starting very soon, aren't they?
That's right. We do run a lot of different programs. We have programs for children from 4 to 7, yeah. Little Dragons. We also have junior programs for kids 8 to 13. And as well as that, we have teen, adult, mixed and specialised just women's only groups as well.
So something for everyone there.
There is. There's quite a large age range, and we have a lot of families that come in and get involved in the club at local club level, which we've got centres out at Eltham, one at Greensboro, Apollo Parkway's primary school, and also Epping, we've got the Meadow Glen Primary School, and just recently the Epping Memorial Hall on a Monday night. So we've got satellite clubs with classes out there for local families, and obviously we have the more specialised programs down at the new purpose-built world-class martial arts facility, that is the Proactive Self-Defense Academy in Brock Street, Thomastown. Two floors, there's a viewing area, there's downstairs training, fully matted area, and upstairs, as you've seen, you've been down and done
definitely
one of our programs, and
yeah,
seen the cage, it's called. It's a room full of bags and boxing ring, great cardio circuits and workout classes for all age groups as well as children up there, and that's fantastic for fitness. It's proven very popular.
I felt really comfortable when I went in there, especially those, I mentioned them before, these like cushions things that you can hold up, they strap onto your hands.
That's it, the focus pads.
Focus pads.
And kick pads. We use a lot of specialised equipment, safety equipment, that you can strike out and practice your power without just hitting the air, but you can hit some objects and you get some great feedback, both for the person striking and for the person holding the pads as well. As well as that, we've got the bags and different apparatus that you can hit and strike and test out all these new skills and really get some feedback on how your improvement's going.
Yeah. No, I felt so good coming that I'm joining, because you've got a course starting, four particular seminars for women coming up soon.
That's right. We do run a lot of different programs, from martial arts to Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing to kickboxing for ladies only.
But yeah, today, kickboxing.
Yeah, the kickboxing has proved very popular. that's a ladies-only class run by ladies, and the program's been designed by some of our female staff, Rosalind Gigliotti and Letitia Tippett. Felicia Girasol have been working on the program there, and that's just for women. It's a great program, proven very popular, and the girls get along there and have a good workout and a chat and have some fun.
I bet, yeah.
Now, today what we're going to talk about was the women's courses. These are specialised courses. They're one-off seminars, all focused towards personal safety and self-defence for women of any age. In particular, this Saturday, we've got the personal security course starting from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And we have got a special offer for Plenty Valley FM listeners.
Great.
And this is $25 basically to do the seminar once off. But for Plenty Valley FM listeners, we've got a two for the price of one. So if they book and mention they listen to Plenty Valley FM, they get two people for the price of one. They can call 9464-4546. That's 9464-4546, and speak to Ray or Ursula, and mention Plenty Valley FM, and the two for price for one offer is there this Saturday.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and come along, because you'll see me there. I'll be there with the woman with the shortest hair, because I did the leukemia shave-a-thon. So it's growing back, but not much there. Come along. Now, you've mentioned two for one. Now, the first one is called personal security. Can you tell us a bit about that, Rick?
Yep. Now, the personal security course, this is suitable for any woman, any age, and whether they're wheelchair-bound, any physical ability is welcome to come along. This will focus primarily on violence awareness and prevention, including a lot of the personal security tips we spoke about last time on radio and this time, but there's a lot more stuff we cover in the actual seminar, and that'll cover things such as personal safety in the home, as well as your public transport and in public places, looking at nightclubs and party safe, as well as road rage, and using the internet, as well as what we're going to focus today on, telephone security. It also covers the psychological aspect of self-defense in regards to dealing with fear and a crisis and what to do in those situations. All skills in the world aren't any good if we freeze up with fear and we don't think clearly or make the correct decision. It can put us into more trouble. So it's an important aspect of our training, which we cover in this first personal security session.
Now, that's very interesting you should say that, because our first reaction is to take a deep breath, you know, if something happens to us, and you freeze. Now, do you actually talk about shouting or saying something as you protect yourself? Because I know some places I've been, they say you must at least just shout anything. It doesn't have to be a word, because that helps you get your energy out to stop freezing.
Yeah, everyone deals with it differently. Obviously, the first thing that happens is generally some form of shock. And whether you scream, some people will freeze up and say nothing. But it's getting over that first part. And if it's screaming or yelling, that's going to get you fired up and taking some action, then definitely, by all means, that's what you would do. Obviously, it would depend on the situation and the strategy, but to deal with fear, you know, it's not something that we can just turn on or off, but it's something, if we think about it, we have some basic plans, safety plans, and some actions to do, we can deal with a fearful situation at a much smarter level and make better decisions at that particular time.
And I think just having done your course would help a lot with fear, because you will feel more confident and more street savvy for violence.
Yeah, we talk about fear and the effects of fear, the physical symptom as well as the emotional symptoms of fear, and how to address that and how to deal with that, because as we said, that sometimes the biggest battle is not what's happening in front of us, it's what's happening inside of us. And if we can deal with what's going on within ourselves, then we can deal with at least what's in front of us.
That's a really good point, I think, yes. Now, I do think self-defense is important. You never know when you're going to need it. I think I told you on the phone, Rick, I was at a drive-in movie just a few weeks ago, the family show, the early show, 6 o'clock showing, and I got into a verbal argument with the car next to me, the woman, and her friend got out, and the two of them were arguing with me, and the one of them then floored me, and there we were rolling around on the floor fighting.
That's it. It can just happen like that. You're out having a great night, having a good time.
Exactly.
It's the last thing you'd ever think about.
It really is. You know, middle-aged women led on the floor in a family show doing that. I mean, you just think it will never happen to you. So I'd like to urge listeners to just be prepared and, you know, do a course like this so that you can just be a bit more aware of how to keep safe in all sorts of situations.
That's right, Tina. We do everything we can to avoid these situations, obviously, but sometimes just the situation you're in, you're at the wrong time, at the wrong place, and it just happens. And you can't blame yourself, you can't blame anyone else. It just happens, unfortunately. But if you have some skills and you know what to do, you can survive through these situations and get past it, because there's the emotional scars sometimes that tie up and,
yeah,
you know, we feel guilty. We could have done this, we could have done that. But it's no one's fault, really, not the victim's fault in particular. A lot of the time it's the perpetrator. But sometimes we feel that we could have done something else in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's about making the best decisions and trying to avoid it. If something does happen, you do your best.
And that's such an important point, because many years ago I did a self-defense course, and I'm really rusty now, so I need to do another one. And that was the first rule, like, you know, just don't get yourself in those situations. And one night I was coming home, I got off the train, and I had to walk through a park to get home. And just as I was going into the park, there was a bridge where I had to go over the bridge, which was the only way to get out the park. So obviously it was a very narrow bridge, and if anybody was there, I'd have to go past them. And all I saw in the dark was the glow of a cigarette end, and I knew somebody was stood near the bridge. And I thought, well, it's dark, it's late at night, somebody stood smoking right by that bridge, what do I do? And I thought, right, I'm not going through the park. And I went back to the station and got a taxi for like a 3-minute walk home, you know, but going round the park it was longer. And the taxi driver said, well, you've done self-defense. He said, you know, why didn't you just walk through? And I said, well, you know, the first rule is, I was more aware of that cigarette burning because I'd just done the course, and thought, well, why put myself in that situation?
Exactly. Great. And that's what it's all about, that awareness and prevention. Sometimes it will take us a little bit more time or a little bit more convenience or dollars, but if it's going to protect our safety, then by all means, that's our first priority.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go to some music, and then we're going to talk about the three other workshops that you're running. The first one starts the 15th of July, then you're running three more. We'll talk about what they're entailing. So let's go now to, this is one of my kids' favourites. Sorry, I have to play it. They like it. It's S Club 7 and it's called Reach. And that was S Club 7, a corny but goodie, Reach. And we've got Rick O'Brien in here on Plenty Valley FM. It's 26 minutes past 12. And Rick's telling us about the women's self-defense courses he's got running very soon. First one starting Saturday, 15th of July, personal security. He's doing a special offer, 2-for-1. So listen up to this. It's a self-defense, the second one, Rick. Can you tell us a bit about that workshop?
Yes, Tina. The second program is more physical in nature. The first one, as I mentioned this Saturday, is more of a sit-down discussion and talk about personal safety and awareness. And it's a great program. People walk away feeling so much more confident about their own personal safety and look at different issues in their life and what they can do to improve their safety. But the second session, coming up in August, is a very practical session, and that's to build your defensive and offensive skills. And as we spoke before about those focus pads and the kick bags, this is a great opportunity to have some fun, learn some skills, and hit those pads and get some aggro out. But we look at self-defense seriously in a greater... We look at targets. What targets are you going to use to stop a man that's much bigger and stronger, maybe under the influence of alcohol or drugs? So rather than just punch him in the belly and he's going to stand there, then we're looking at primary targets that are guaranteed to stop someone, to give you time to get away. So this is a very practical session. You don't have to be a martial artist or fit to do this. All you need is the ability to get in there and have a go. Our trainers are all qualified coaches. It's very progressive in nature, and there's no fear. You will have fun as well as learning the skills, and by the end of the two-hour seminar, you'll be striking and kicking with lots of power and having lots of fun.
That's what I found when I went, you know, we were all pretty gentle the first few hits, then had a lot of laughs, then really got into it, and boy, were we hammering those focus parts nearer the end of the session.
That's right. Every session is a little bit different, the dynamics of the group, and the session that we spoke about, that was in particular a perfect example. You know, you get a group of women in the class, and to start off, not everyone knows each other, but we have a bit of fun and a laugh, and by the end of the session, everyone's having, you know, a good hit out and having a big smile on their faces, and it is great fun. But in all seriousness, that second session, the self-defense, it is very important to get some skills that are simple and instinctive. There's no fancy stuff that you need to special skills in the first place. They're all skills that anyone out there listening can do. They're simple enough to learn and be very effective. So if they were attacked that evening, hopefully not. They're street smart and avoid all that stuff. But the stuff is simple and instinctive enough that if someone was attacked, they could use it straight away.
So we're really calling women of all ages, all physical abilities. It doesn't matter.
That's right. If they can get up and throw a ball, they can get up and do any of these strikes. Not a problem.
Right. Now, your third one is focusing on anti-rape strategies.
Now, this one, again, this is a very practical session focusing on sexual harassment and assault. We'll look at, again, we'll talk about some of these things in the first session in regards to date rape and personal security tips for out and about in social situations and in pubs and clubs. But this situation covers a lot more of the practical aspects of what to do if there was, again, a larger, stronger man on top, how to get this guy off, looking at different strategies and positions for different situations, looking mostly at the common prelude attacks in these type of situations. So basically, women learn to use their whole body and how to maximise their power to effectively escape from these common attacks.
And what I think's great about this session too is obviously you want to defuse it before you end up on the ground, but you also cover strategies if a woman's on the ground as well.
That's right. Again, we always push the violence awareness and prevention, and we've spoken about the 3Ds, the detect stage and the verbal defuse stage. We're assuming at this stage, the last D, the defend, that we've tried everything we possibly could. We've tried to escape, and for whatever reasons, maybe the confinement of a room or maybe the situation doesn't allow us to run. Maybe there's other family members in the house and we just can't get out of there. How to deal with this person that's much bigger and stronger.
Yeah. And then you've got the fourth session. It's talking about weapons when you've got somebody attacking you who may have a weapon.
And again, a very common situation. 20 to 30% of attacks worldwide, a weapon is involved. Again, it's a little bit frightening for people when they first talk about learning weapon self-defense. But what we're talking about is how to survive a situation that could be someone that pulls a knife or an implement such as a screwdriver, a club steering lock or a syringe and puts that to your face. We also cover what to do in an armed hold-up situation if you just happen to be in the bank on the wrong day. Obviously, during the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of armed hold-ups going on. Less happens these days, those targets, but the targets are shifted more to convenience stores and petrol stations. And if you just happen to be in there at the wrong time, again, at the wrong place, and someone does have a weapon and they threaten you with it, how to survive the situation as best you can.
And, I mean, we all think it will never happen to us, but I actually know someone who was in a hold-up in a jewellery store. So, it can happen to any of us
It can, yeah. Just being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And these desperate criminals are out there. It doesn't have to be, you know, at night time. It can happen in broad daylight in any of our local suburbs.
Now, the thing with weapons is interesting because I know when I went along to the introduction to self-defense, you talked about be wary of carrying a weapon that you think will help you in a situation. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, in regards to weapons in Victoria, we have some strict weapon laws to dissuade people from carrying weapons, and that's great. As a self-defense trainer, I dissuade people from carrying weapons. Again, the problem being people use this excuse that I was carrying a knife in case I had to defend myself, and what invariably can happen is the attacker takes the weapon off the supposed victim trying to defend themselves with the weapon, and it gets used on them. So it does amplify the situation, makes it extremely more dangerous, and we definitely dissuade the use of carrying weapons such as knives for self-defence. But we do look at improvised weapons, what you can find in your general surroundings that you could use quickly and effectively to help assist you escape and get out of that situation.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, let's go to some more music. I'll tell you a bit about some competitions and things, and then Rick's going to tell us some more about self-defense and particularly telephone security. So stay with us here on Plenty Valley FM, and we're going to go now to a track by Denise Lee and Jane Gilchrist, and they were one of the ladies with the Safeway supermarket checkout lady who entered a competition on the TV and won it to sing opera and was given a contract. So it shows you dreams can come true. So this is Denise Lee and Jane Gilchrist, and it's called, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Pucchini O Mio Babino Caro, something like that anyway. Well, that was Denise Lee and Jane Gilchrist. I'm not going to pronounce the track again, but wasn't that lovely? Now, you're listening to Plenty Valley FM, and I want to tell you about a few exhibitions and things coming up, and then stay tuned because Rick O'Brien from Proactive Self-Defense is going to talk to us about telephone security. So first of all, let's give you some of these details for photographers and artists. There's a place where you can exhibit your work, paintings or drawings. The entry fee is $5 per painting, and your painting must be framed and ready to hang. And your photography, if you want to enter this exhibition, is $3 per photograph. And there's some dimensions to mount your photograph on, which I won't give out now because I'll give you the number to call. But they have to be delivered to a place called LePage Homestead. This is for the subject title Glimpses of the Past within the surrounding environments of Whittlesea. Your choice of subjects is optional but must be in keeping with the title Glimpses of the Past and in the Whittlesea area. Now it runs between the 15th of September to the 8th of October at LePage Homestead Gallery, which is at Hawkstow Park. Now, it officially opens on the 15th of September at 6:30. So there's time now to start painting or finishing your painting, get photographing. You can get your entry in before the 31st of August to make it for this Glimpses of the Past competition. Now, if you'd like to find out more details on exactly what your painting or photo has to be, the size and so forth, you can ring Susie on 0427 859 272. That's 0427 859 272, or cell on 9716 2215. That's 9716 2215. Now, if you're into opera singing, one of Australia's most acclaimed opera singers, Yvonne Kenny, is going to be at the Hawthorne Reading Shop for the launch of her superb new CD, Claire de Lune. And she's going to give a talk too about her life in opera and sign copies of that CD. And that's happening on Tuesday the 1st of August at 6:30. at Reading's shop in Hawthorne, which is 701 Glen Ferry Road. Now, it is free, but you do need to book so that they know how many people are going to show up. So the number to call for that is 9819 1917. That's 9819 1917. And there's also something that will help the children's hospitals in Sydney, Melbourne, Newcastle, throughout Australia. They've devised some music for complete calm. It's called the Hush Collection, and it's a number of tracks by classical music by Paul Williams, Margaret Dixon, Sue Gosling, other ones here, musicians from the Australian National Academy of Music, Paul Grabowski, I think I've pronounced that right, jazz compositions by him, and classical music by the duo's Trub Brown Duo and Duo Soul. Now, they are launching this CD. It is $24.95, and a lot of that money, $16 of each of the purchase price of this, goes to supporting children's hospitals throughout Australia. So if you'd like to get a copy, they can send CDs. And if you want more info, the number for that is 9347 6633. That's 9347 6633, and it's the Hush Collection, Music for Complete Calm. So a few things there to let you know about. But we've got Rick O'Brien in from Proactive Self-Defense, and he's running some courses. The first one's starting the 15th of July, and that's running through, we've got the 19th of August, 16th of September, 21st of October. But Rick's going to talk to us now about some telephone security.
Yes, Tina. Telephone security is becoming a greater issue in regards to it's a more commonplace form of harassment. We get these phone calls normally at the most inopportune times, like trying to cook tea or sit down and relax with the family, as well as there's that potential for criminal activity. So it's a growing problem, and today we're going to focus on three main areas: those direct sales and the potential for scams there, the random crank calls, and also, which they happen a lot obviously over the school holidays, those sort of things where the person rings up and asks, is John Wall here or is Betty Wall, and you obviously answer no, and they say, well, you better get out or your roof's going to fall down. That type of teenage prank or cranking, that happens. But the other one that's more dangerous is that criminal intent when we're talking about harassment, stalking or burglary. And there's a story about a family that was sitting there at home. They had someone call up and said, you were from, we're doing a phone survey and you can win some fantastic prizes if you've got 5 minutes of your time. And the daughter said, yeah, not a problem, and answered the questions to win a prize. Now, the questions started off fairly generic type questions, what movies do you like, etc., etc. But got some more personal information, like how many people living in the home, do they work, do they attend school. So these people found out the times and the interests of this family. At the end of the call, they said to the person, look, we'll give you a ticket, family ticket of four to go out to the movies on such and such a night, on opening night. So the family's gone out to the opening night to have a great night, to come home to find their house had been done over. Truck had gone through and taken the whole house lot.
And that's how they'd done it.
So that's how it'd been done. So yeah. The danger is you really don't know who you're talking to on the other end. People will say they're from such and such an organisation, and you really don't know. They'll say they're from Morgan Gallup Poll or some of these legitimate organisations, but the only way you can really truly find out is to ask them for their number and call them back and speak to them if you really do want to do one of those surveys. And
that's a great tip. I've had a lot of those calls lately, actually, so it's really food for thought there.
It is, and the thing is, it's the average criminal that's trying to stalk a house and select the opportune time, this is one of the methods they use. So you'll always hear of people that have been broken into, say, leading up to the break-in, they were answering the telephone and the person would just hang up on them. This is the criminal checking to see if anyone's home or not. So you have to be very vigilant with your personal information, especially your telephone number.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely something to be wary of there.
That's right. We've got to guard our personal information very carefully. There was another situation, a young girl riding on the train. She had a school bag draped over her shoulder. Underneath her school bag had her name, her address and her phone number. And she's talking to a group of friends about how her parents would be away and they were welcome to come over and party with her. And the people sitting around could see and hear that conversation, and also anyone that was a little bit that way inclined could see her address and that sort of thing. So it's, again, it's about trying to guard that personal information.
Which is, I mean, school bags, you just don't make the connection, do you, with your kids putting their name and address on them?
That's right. The best thing we recommend, rather than putting the person's name, put a phone number down, preferably a mobile number that's not traceable. Again, there's some other tips we'll talk about, but that personal information is so important that we've got to teach our kids about that, not to reveal family habits and things like that. And especially when it comes to the telephone, be wary, we don't know who is on the other line. Never reveal the personal information as well. The white lies is okay to use, and sometimes people answer the phone and be intimidated by these salespeople trying to push their products and ask them lots of different questions. If you're unsure, you can always hang up or ask the person a question. Answer their question with your own question. If you feel that the conversation is getting out of hand and the questions are a little bit strange, they're your choices.
And I do think, I mean, having had a lot of telephone calls where I've had people say, oh, I'm phoning from India, and you kind of feel pressured to stay on the phone because you think, oh, it's costing them money and they phone me from all that way. So they know different tactics to use. So just being aware of that. It's not being paranoid, it's being street smart now, isn't it?
That's right. We can be nice and polite, but again, when someone invades your own home, even if it is through the telephone, you have the right to your own personal safety. And if you don't feel that the conversation is what you want, you can always hang up.
Yeah.
Some other things, little tips. We talked about the prank calls where you get these kids ringing up, especially on school holidays, harassing people at all hours of the night. You'll hear people say, oh, look, you blow the whistle down the phone and scare them off. Again, a lot of these pranksters, that's exactly what they're looking for, some sort of response. So by answering their questions or giving in to them or showing that you're upset, you're just adding more fuel for this person to keep ringing up and harassing. So we recommend when you do get prank called to not say anything, to basically just hang the phone up or leave it off the hook. So don't give them any responses. Don't encourage them to do any more.
And it's not wimping out. I think some people don't think, oh, why should I back down and let them walk all over me? But you need to look at it from a different perspective, don't you? That you're not fueling somebody and enabling them to do something that you don't want to happen.
That's right. You don't add on to it. Some of the other tips, obviously having a silent number is a great idea if you can afford that. Telstra can supply with a silent number that's not advertised in the book. An answering machine, the costs of them have come down quite a lot.
Definitely.
So if you are unsure, you can get yourself an answering machine and screen all your calls. Tell your family and friends that, you know, when they do answer and the answering machine comes on, to continue talking till you pick it up. And you can screen all your calls that way.
And I guess to the recorded message, I've heard, you know, if you're a woman on your own, you get a guy to record the message so that they think a guy's living there.
Exactly. Some of the other options, you can get caller identification and have all the numbers that the people that you do generally ring programmed in, so you can see who it is before you actually answer the phone.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's a good one. Again, that's an option you can get through most of your Telstras and things like that. The other one we wanted to talk about was, the person that's trying to break into the home. They looked at your house, they've come and they've rung and seen what sort of response you get. Again, for kids answering the phone, they have to be a little bit more careful. So if mum or dad's not home, the kids have to learn to say, well, not tell them the full truth. So again, talk to kids about white lies are okay. If mum and dad aren't home and a stranger is asking, is mum or dad home, the kids have a response for it. No, mum or dad's in the shower, give me a number and I'll get them to call you back, rather than saying, no, mummy's out and I'm here by myself.
Yeah.
So again, it's important to talk about these things with your family.
Definitely, that's right. It's not just yourself, it's every member of the family has to be aware of these different strategies you can use. Well, you're listening to Plenty Valley FM. It's 9 minutes to one. Stay with us because there'll be the news at one and then the Wish You Were Here program just after with Brian Rooney, who I can see through the window there. So he's here today with you. Let's go to some music now. This is Shirley Bassey with Goldfinger. Boy, has she got a voice, that woman. That was Shirley Bassey with Goldfinger. Now, we have Rick O'Brien in, who's been talking to us, giving us some great tips on keeping safe. Now, what about nuisance calls, Rick?
Yes, Tina. There is nuisance calls and there are nuisance calls.
How do you define them? Yeah.
We do have, like we said, the prank calls that happen that we can and deal with quite easily by not encouraging them. But when it becomes a problem, these calls continue, especially in regards to stalking and harassment, it becomes a much more serious issue. So the police can become involved if you speak to Victorian Police or also to the telephone company's nuisance call section, and they'll be able to help you out in that regard. There is some recording equipment and there are some options there that you can do with these type of problems. But again, it comes down to that 3 D's we spoke about earlier, the detect and not letting it get to that stage in the first place. So being basically be very guarded about your personal information and remember you never really know who is on the other end of the phone.
That's right, yeah. So you don't want things to escalate. You really do need to nip things in the bud. Now, we're running away with time here, Rick, and I want listeners to know the details of your courses. You do run courses for everyone, as you said earlier, from little nippers right through to probably quite old oldies go as well.
That's all right. We have the whole gamut of ages. Now, we've got a couple of specials. We have is a free introductory class into our general classes, so for any children out there, little dragons from 4 to 7 that want a fun confidence building sport that's going to help them learn a bit about discipline and get them fit and off the couch and like we said, having some fun and getting some good goals. That class, Little Dragons, we have free intros, as well as the chick boxing classes. If any of the ladies out there want to come down and try that, like we said, they're ran by women, designed by women, those classes, as well as our general programs. That free introductory lesson offer continues, and you can do that by calling 9464 4546. And the other bonus offer over this month of July, while it's nice and cold outside, we've got the heaters on down at the academy, and once you warm up you'll be sweating and hot and everything, but we've got a free membership for the month of July also, so that's another special offer. But today we were talking about the women's courses, and as we said, it's only $25. It's on this Saturday from 1 o'clock till 3, and the other 3 Saturdays are in coming months, but this one, this Saturday, the special for Plenty Valley FM listeners is the 2 for the price of 1. Again, they can call that number 9464 4546, or you can have a look. We've got an extensive website, proactive self-defense, so it's proactiveselfdefense.com. And that's got all the calendar of events coming up for the rest of the year, and it's got lots of tips there. So if you're surfing the net, drop in on www.proactiveselfdefense.com.
Wonderful. And as I say, you know, I've been so impressed, I'm going along, so it'll be great. I'll ask everybody in the class, oh, are you a Plenty Valley listener, FM listener? Yeah, that'd be great to actually see some of you there. So this Saturday, and you don't have to do all 4 courses. If women just want to do 1 or 2 or, you know, just the one off, they can.
That's right. Yep, they can come along, just do the one. That's what it's all about. They walk in, do the course, walk out feeling much more confident, much more safe. And it's nice and close, just in Brock Street, Thomastown, close to the Ring Road.
Lovely. Okay, well, we're going to go out on some music. Love Is All Around. This is for my sick husband. hubby Keith at home. But I'd like to say thank you, Rick, for coming in. Look forward to seeing you at the self-defense course. And please come in again whenever you like, because you've given me so many tips today and other listeners on keeping safe.
Okay, see you on Saturday.
So, yeah, and I'll see you again next week on Monday Focus. And let's go out now with Wet, Wet, Wet.